I am very pleased it did not pass. There's a lot of cost behind it. We'd have to rent more trucks. We'd have to pay more money for trucking. We'd have to pay more money for ballot printing and affidavits. We have technicians that would have to go out there. There would be approximately about 5 to 6 polling places open throughout the county. And we'd have to have technicians going around each place to make sure everything is all set. They have to make sure that each place has different ballots for different areas of where they are, depending on whether there's a town election in one area or a town election in another area, or a legislator that is up. We'd have to program these machines. All separate machines are programmed. And it does not increase voter turnout. In the history and the research that has been done, it does not increase voter turnout at all. And I think that new voting machines should be in the budget, and the cybersecurity should also be take precedence over anything.
And were those items in the budget?
I did not see those items in the budget.
Even if the cost were borne by the state, even though it means a lot of extra work on the part of the counties, even if the cost were borne by the state, that is still a concern in your mind?
Well, it's still the taxpayers' money. It's still all of the taxpayers' money that $7 million is that they're funding for.